Thank you, Mr. President. I wish to start by thanking the distinguished members of our Troika from Namibia, the Marshall Islands, and Poland for presenting and facilitating the report. We likewise thank the Secretariat for the technical support. The Philippines extends its appreciation to all delegations that engaged us in constructive dialogue during this universal periodic review. We are encouraged by the acknowledgement by many states of the significant strides and best practices we have made in upholding the rights of children, migrant workers, refugees, persons in vulnerable situations, and those at risk, fighting human trafficking, enhancing democratic institutions, and expanding civic space. At the same time, as I state during the review, we are aware of the areas where improvements can be made. Rest assured, the Marcos administration, through the Department of Justice, together with other national institutions and stakeholders, is working on these improvements and spearheading transformational reform of its justice and law enforcement sectors and pushing forward with a comprehensive human rights agenda. The promotion and protection of human rights is a solemn constitutional commitment and constant endeavor that the government of the Philippines shall never waver from. In this spirit and as preliminary action, we are proud to announce the acceptance of 200 recommendations, more than two-thirds of all recommendations during our UPR. We do so because these are important areas and issues in which the government is already working and in many cases even going beyond the accepted recommendations. They fall within the scope of and bolster the Philippine government's ongoing human rights policies, programs, and initiatives. We are accepting recommendations regarding the UN Joint Program, the Philippine Commission on Human Rights, a National Human Rights Action Plan, combating discrimination and gender-based violence, maintaining a moratorium on the death penalty, preventing extrajudicial killings, conducting independent investigations, decongesting prisons, further expanding access to justice, protecting human rights defenders and journalists, promoting the rights to education, health, and adequate standard of living, as well as upholding the rights of persons with disabilities, indigenous peoples, women, children, refugees, and stateless persons. We observed some claims and recommendations that we believe rest on less than solid premises or are not in line with our cultural values, religious beliefs, and national identity. As our system of government consists of three independent and co-equal branches of government, each has its own mandate, and we will review them in consultation with relevant stakeholders back home. We will submit our position on these deferred recommendations in due course. I take this opportunity to briefly address three important issues that were raised by a number of delegations during the dialogue. These are the safety of human rights defenders, journalists, climate change, and accountability. First, the Philippines is a vibrant democracy where freedom of expression, including the right to hold dissenting opinions, and the right of peaceful assembly are protected. Let me say this in no uncertain terms. There is no state policy to attack, harass, or intimidate human rights defenders, including environmental rights defenders, lawyers, and other practitioners of the legal profession and the media. Claims of a shrinking civic space and media space are unfounded. They arise from a particular political security context that is oftentimes overlooked by those that view the Philippines from afar. My country has the unfortunate distinction of dealing with the longest running armed communist insurgency in the world, whose adherents deliberately blur the lines between civic activism and armed violence. They use human rights as a tool to advance their violent agenda, claiming red tagging and reprisal when the state exercises its duty to protect the human rights to life, liberty, and security of persons and property, and to preserve national security and safeguard the democratic order. In the interest of fairness and objectivity, we call on our colleagues, partners in the UN to exercise due diligence in the consideration of allegations received from various sources. The sad reality is that this armed conflict has curtailed the Filipino people's right to development, causing unimaginable suffering to many families, particularly those whose children have been recruited to bear arms against the government. The Philippine government is determined to end this problem by addressing its root causes through a whole-of-nation strategy anchored on good governance, rule of law, social justice that will effectively uplift human dignity, and the quest for lasting peace. We will continue to cooperate with civil society and together bring about the peace and progress that the Filipino people richly deserve. Second, the Philippines has always believed in the indivisibility and interdependence of all human rights. No other challenge demonstrates this better than climate change and its adverse and compounding effects, impacts on human rights. Environmental rights defenders are partners in promoting climate goals, and their freedom and safety should certainly be protected. But let us not lose sight of the bigger issue, which is that all countries must faithfully and urgently fulfill their international obligations on climate action. The Philippines reiterates its call for climate justice, for developed countries to increase financing for mitigation, adaptation, and loss and damage for developing countries. We expect nothing less from our friends and partners that have been the beacon of human rights and justice the world over. Finally, accountability is the sine qua non of a just and humane society where the rule of law reigns. Extrajudicial killing is not state policy. Classifying a death that occurred during an anti-illegal drug operation as extrajudicial killing by default runs counter to the tenets of due process and the rule of law. We will never tolerate the abuse of power or use of force beyond the bounds of law. The Philippine government, under the administration of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., will do its utmost to strengthen domestic accountability mechanisms to deliver real justice in real time to all Filipinos. We are confident that the accepted UPR recommendations will help us achieve the goals of our justice sector reform agenda in partnership with civil society, international partners, and other stakeholders. Thank you. Maraming salamat.